Track 7, Talk of the County. Rowan Mantell shares her take on Norfolk life, and this month she invites us to leap into love with Norfolk.
February is all about love. Coming after the self-sacrifice of dry, vegan January, pockmarked with such delights as Blue Monday, the unhappiest day of the year, the month of Cupids and Valentines is very welcome. There's even an extra day to feel besotted this year. It has inspired me to leap into action and find 29 reasons to fall in love with Norfolk. 1. Norfolk Wildlife Trust began saving and restoring our heritage of wild places 99 years ago, buying coastal clay marshes and gathering seaside, heath, woodland, river valley, moor and fen to thread space for nature through the county. 2. Churches. Too many to mention, solid, stolid, round-towered rural beauties with zigzag carved Norman arches, shadowed churchyards glittering with snowdrops, pushing open heavy wooden doors and stepping into a sanctuary bright with 700-year-old gilded saints and angels. 3. That Norwich Cathedral could tell the story of the Bible in its series of medieval roof boss carvings and house a helter-skelter to let more people know about them. 4. Unending beaches so vast that one merges with the next. 5. The long-distance footpaths striding out around the coast. 6. Or stretching along the rivers Nar, Wensum and Waveney, and through forests and history with Boudicca or Kett. 7. That fierce female vibe from brave Boudicca, mystics Julian of Norwich and much-travelled and trammelled Marjorie Kemp, to Mary Chapman and Edith Cavell. 8. Bluebells glimpsed billowing across a forest floor. 9. Summer hedges and field edges ablaze with summer poppies. 10. Fish and chips on Cromer Pier. 11. Afternoon tea at Norwich Assembly House. 12. A Carrow Road crowd roaring on the Ball City, rampaging through lines which neither scan nor make much sense, with all the passion due to the world's oldest football chant. 13. Performers Luke Wright and the Nimmo Twins, part of a generation leaping into the literary line from Divine Julian to today. 14. Jack, or Father, Valentine, the legendary Norfolk figure who has brought Valentine gifts to the children of Norfolk for around 200 years. 15. A city layered with history so that almost every central street is a path back to something intriguing, the birthplace or workplace or legacy of a pioneer of science, business, philanthropy, art or literature. 16. And where a St. Benedict's cocktail bar can serve only drinks invented centuries ago behind the covered windows of an old curiosity shop. 17. The University of East Anglia, which brought me to Norfolk. 18. The historic heart of King's Lynn, where the lit-up loveliness of its Lumiere first led me to look properly at the town and fall for its stunning minster, twin guild halls and marketplaces, impressive towers, elegant park and historic river quay. 19. Water flooding the stage at Great Yarmouth Hippodrome as the circus ring of the fabulous 120-year-old building transforms into a swimming pool. 20. The brave ambition of new community festivals, which have burnt brightly recently, including Fire on the Water in Yarmouth and Love Light Norwich. I'm holding out hope it will light up a future February. 21. Norfolk's wonder of waterways. 22. Stately pleasure wherries on the Broads. 23. Fairy fairs where children can be mesmerised by the magic of the natural world. 24. Ancient lanes ideal for cycling, studded with flinted villages, fairy tale halls glimpsed across parkland, pilgrim routes and shrines. The Norfolk Church's Trust bike ride. 25. Villages where events are conjured, garden trails and glories like the Berapton mystery plays. 26. The people who keep faith with the accents of Norfolk and Norwich, from broad Norfolk academics and enthusiasts to families where a female is still Martha, a male boar and a ladybird a Bishy Barnaby. 27. That seaside sweet spot when waves, tide, weather and time off align for bodyboarding. 28. Norfolk Magazine, celebrating the best of Norfolk every month. 29. The joy of still finding places too wild or peaceful to share.